Skull Kid Productions presents Dreams of Destruction by Greg Farshtey, Chapter 5. There was no time to waste if Sarda was going to be saved. Scooping up the drowned Matoran, Toa Lezovic rushed to a nearby free-floating air bubble. What followed was one of the strangest things Lezovic had ever witnessed in tens of thousands of years. At first it seemed to be working. Sarda gasped, choked, but the life-giving air was doing its job. Then it suddenly seemed as if he were drowning again, this time in air. It was then that Lezovic noticed the changes to Sarda's body. No longer protected by a personal air bubble that surrounded him, the waters of the pit were mutating the Matoran. He had become a water breather, and air was poisonous to him now. Hastily, Lezovic pulled him free from the bubble. Sarda took a deep breath of water, and his spasm ceased.
Are you all right?
Sarda smiled weakly.
You promised me a story?
Lezovic nodded and began to speak. In a few words as possible, he told Sarda how he and his team of Toa had gone on a vital mission many years ago. Lezovic had hesitated in a crucial second in battle, with the result that his entire team had been killed. Hunted by guilt, he returned home, only to find that all the Matoran he had befriended had been sent to the realm of Karzani. Unable to free them, Lezovic became a wanderer. He picked up new equipment on the way, including a combination sky and sea sled, and he had done some good, but never enough to atone his past mistakes.
Then maybe this is your chance to do that. Karzani is a menace. If he were to lie with the Baraki, Mari Nui wouldn't stand a chance. We have to stop him.
If he is stopped here, he will just return to his realm and do more evil to his Matoran captives. No, Sarda. We need to do more than stop him. We need to destroy him.
To be continued.